Welcome to the IBID Electric Facility Management Podcast. Today, we're looking into a really critical challenge for facility managers. It's about how to keep those big capital project budgets safe, especially when you're dealing with major electrical work like construction or big upgrades. You know, as an FM, your day-to-day is often operations, compliance, making sure everything's running smoothly.
Right, keeping lights on.
Exactly. But then, boom, a project lands on your desk. Maybe a new data center shell, a big hospital wing expansion, a complex lab build-out.
And the stakes just shoot way up.
Yeah, massively.
And, you know, this is often where a critical gap shows up. Electrical work isn't just another line item. It's incredibly complex, it's expensive, and it's critical infrastructure. It has to be right. Uh-huh. If those costs start to spiral, and frankly they often do without real expert oversight, it can really damage the whole capital plan. And you, the facility owner, end up paying for things like inefficiency or, frankly, just guesswork.
So, okay, if the facility manager is ultimately responsible for that overall budget, why is electrical this really specific and high stakes piece? Why does it seem to be the place where budgets just kind of melt away?
Well, I think it really boils down to a fundamental conflict of agendas. It's almost built into the standard design and construction process.
A conflict? How so?
Think about who's around the table on a big project. You've got the architect, right? Their main focus is the design, the look, the function.
Makes sense.
Then there's the engineer. Their priority is technical accuracy, making sure it works, it's safe. Sometimes that means, you know, specifying oversized systems just to be absolutely certain. Cost might be secondary.
Okay, so design focus, technical focus.
And then, of course, the contractor, their main goal, win the bid, and after that, maximize their profit margin.
Right.
So the key question for you, the listener, is who in that group is primarily focused on protecting your financial interest, your bottom line? Often, the answer is nobody but the FM, who might lack the specific electrical expertise.
That's a really stark way to put it. It's not necessarily that anyone's doing anything wrong. It's just their job descriptions point them in different directions.
Exactly. Their objectives aren't primarily cost protection for the owner.
So if that kind of inherent conflict is the root issue, how does that actually show up? I mean, what are the specific ways costs get inflated when you look at the bids and the project unfolds?
Okay, so we see specific cost drivers. These are the symptoms, you could say. And they're often structural problems in how projects are run without that owner-focused electrical expertise. The first one, and we see this all the time, is relying on incomplete designs.
Incomplete? How?
Well, engineers and architects are under pressure. Timelines are tight. So drawings often go out for bid with gaps or, you know, areas just marked TBD to be determined.
Okay.
Now, this ambiguity forces the contractor who's bidding to make assumptions. They have to fill in the blanks to give you a price.
And I bet those assumptions aren't cheap.
You got it. When a contractor have to assume, they will almost always assume the most expensive way to do it. It gives them the biggest cushion.
Right.
And later, they'll use the RFI process, the request for information, to kind of justify that initial high cost choice.
Mm.
It locks in costs the owner maybe never needed to pay if the design was clear up front.
Okay, so incomplete designs force expensive assumptions. What's driver number two?
Once that bid is won, based maybe on those assumptions, the next driver kicks in.
Mm.
Contractor markup. And I don't just mean their standard overhead and profit. I mean extra padding.
Padding. Where do they hide it?
It's often deliberately hard to see. We find cushions buried in the projected labor hours for tasks. We see materials priced, sometimes significantly, above what the contractor is actually paying their suppliers.
So like the price of copper wire or conduit in the bid might be much higher than the actual market rate?
Precisely. And if you, the facility manager, don't have access to current national market data to benchmark those prices against, you're basically just trusting their numbers. You have no way to verify.
Okay, hidden markups. Then there's the one everyone dreads, isn't there? The change order. That feels like where budgets and schedules really get crushed.
The infamous change order, yes. This is often where scope that was missing initially, maybe because of those incomplete designs we talked about, gets added back in.
But now construction is already underway.
Exactly. And now the owner has very little leverage. The contractor knows you absolutely need that circuit run or that critical system installed to finish the project.
So they can charge a premium.
A significant premium. It's not unusual to see the electrical cost for a change order inflated by, say, 15%, even up to 25%, just because of the timing and the lack of options.
Ouch. Okay, incomplete designs, hidden markups, change orders. Is there a fourth driver?
Yes, especially for more complex facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it specialized complexity. Think about large hospitals, data centers, advanced manufacturing labs.
Places with unique electrical needs.
Right. Sophisticated switchgear for backup power, maybe custom controls for hazardous environments, clean room requirements, things like that.
Stuff that isn't standard, off the shelf.
Correct. And because these systems aren't everyday installs, it's incredibly easy for a contractor to either genuinely underestimate the labor involved or to significantly inflate the material costs.
Because it's harder for the owner to check the price.
Exactly. Who's going to know the true cost or the right labor hours unless they live and breathe that specific, highly technical estimating niche every single day? Without that niche knowledge, the FM is kind of flying blind.
So you're essentially forced to approve a budget based more on trust than on verified facts.
That's often the reality, unfortunately.
Which brings us then to the solution you're suggesting, bringing in an owner's representative who specifically has that deep electrical estimating expertise, a kind of budget shield for the FM.
Precisely. Their role is to level the playing field, to make sure you, the facility manager, are negotiating from a position of hard facts, not just hoping the contractor's numbers are fair.
So what does this advocate actually do? What are their specific actions?
Well, their core function is to advocate purely for the owner's financial interest. It starts with a really rigorous independent cost verification.
Going beyond just checking the summary totals.
Oh, way beyond. They don't just look at the final number. They essentially dismantle the contractor's bid, breaking it down into its fundamental parts. Labor, materials, equipment for every task. We're talking about verifying the number of hours allocated for every single activity. You know, how long should it really take to install this type of fixture or pull that specific size of cable through that length of conduit?
That sounds incredibly detailed. But verifying hours is one thing. What about the cost of materials you mentioned earlier? How do they check that?
That's where market benchmarking is absolutely critical. This advocate compares every single proposed cost, labor rates, material prices against current real-world data.
Data from where?
From across the country. They use databases tracking the latest union labor agreements, local prevailing wages, and crucially, up-to-the-minute distributor pricing for all sorts of electrical components. Copper, steel, fixtures, switchgear, everything.
So it strips away the contractor's ability to hide profit in inflated material costs.
Exactly. It removes the guesswork and the wiggle room. You see what the market price actually is.
That level of detail seems vital for catching things early.
It is. And it also lets them perform essential scope validation right from the beginning.
Meaning they check if everything needed is actually included in the bid.
Yes, partly that. They ensure all the critical systems are accounted for, which helps prevent those costly change orders later for things missed in the design.
Okay.
But conversely, they also check that systems aren't being double counted. Sometimes an item might be covered in the general contractor's scope and also show up in the electrical subcontractor's bid. They look for both omissions and redundancies. Completeness and efficiency.
I like that this starts early too. It's not just about reviewing bids after they come in.
Absolutely. A key benefit is proactive budgeting. These experts can provide realistic, defensible cost estimates much earlier in the process, even at the conceptual or schematic design stages. This gives leadership accurate numbers long before final construction documents are ready.
Which must give the FM a much stronger position internally.
It's a huge strategic advantage. All this detailed work, the cost verification, the benchmarking, the scope validation, it equips the facility manager for defense.
Defense against?
Against inflated charges, padded labor, unjustified markups. You now have the hard data, the specific facts, needed to push back effectively and say, no, this labor rate is too high based on market data, or this material cost isn't aligned with current pricing. It ensures every dollar is justified.
Talking about it conceptually is useful, but I think a concrete example really drives the point home. Can you share a real-world case where this kind of review made a big difference?
Sure. Let's look at a hospital project. It was a substantial expansion, around $20 million total project cost.
Okay, healthcare definitely complex electrical needs there.
Very much so. Critical power systems, life safety, specialized equipment connections, the works. The initial electrical bids came back, and they were alarmingly high. Close to $8 million just for the electrical package.
Wow, that's nearly half the total cost.
Right. The facility manager felt it was high, had that gut feeling, but couldn't pinpoint exactly why or where the numbers were inflated. They lacked that granular estimating expertise.
So they brought in an independent advocate.
They did, for an independent review of those bids. And the findings were pretty immediate and quite significant.
What did they find first?
The first major chunk was almost $400,000 that was identified as inflated labor hours.
$400,000. Huh? Just in labor padding, where was it hidden?
It was kind of spread around, but concentrated in the estimates for specific labor-intensive tasks. For example, pulling long runs of really large cables, think 500 MCM feeders, big, heavy stuff.
Okay.
The labor hours allocated for that type of work were padded by nearly 30% compared to established industry standards and typical crew productivity rates.
And you wouldn't spot that unless you knew exactly how long that task should take.
Precisely. You need to know the standard crew size, the specialized equipment needed, the time per foot or per bend for that specific cable and conduit setup. That's very specialized knowledge.
Okay, so $400 case in labor. What else?
They also uncovered about $250,000 in material markups. And this wasn't for highly specialized custom gear.
No.
Now, this was mostly on commodity items. Standard wire, basic conduit, common fittings. They were just priced well above the current wholesale market rates the contractors were likely paying.
Another $250,000 saved by just checking market prices.
Yep. And then, maybe the most strategically important finding was identifying missing scope. This saved not just money down the road, but potentially major schedule delays.
Missing scope, what was left out?
It related to critical patient safety systems. The original engineering documents hadn't fully detailed the integration requirements for the new WINGS nurse call system and some specialized medical gas monitoring systems. Very complex integrations.
Uh-oh. So that would have surfaced later.
Absolutely. It would have popped up months into construction as an urgent, unavoidable change order.
At premium cost and holding up progress.
Exactly. Potentially delaying when the hospital could actually use the new wing for patients. By catching it early, they could incorporate it properly into the plan and budget, avoiding that future crisis.
So between the inflated labor, the material markups, and catching that missing scope proactively,
the facility avoided close to $1 million in potential overruns and change order costs, all before construction even started, just by getting that independent verification.
That's a powerful story. It really highlights why just relying on the initial bids can be so risky.
It is. And it brings us back to why facility managers, despite being incredibly capable, often can't realistically be expected to handle this level of electrical complexity alone.
What are the main barriers they face?
Well, first, as we touched on, you're usually outnumbered. Think about it. The architect, the engineer, the contractor, they all have teams, and their primary goals are design, technical execution, or profit. The FM is often the lone voice whose sole focus is protecting the owner's capital investment.
One person against several focused elsewhere.
Right. Second, there's that specialized knowledge gap. It's just not realistic to expect an FM who's juggling HVAC, security, compliance, tenant issues, everything else,
to also be an expert electrical estimator who knows the precise labor unit rate for every single task.
Exactly. Take that 500 MCM cable example again. It's not just knowing the cable size. You need to understand conduit fill calculations, the physics of pulling tension, the safety protocols, the crew size needed for different distances, the time for terminations, for bends.
It's incredibly granular.
It is. So if a bid comes in showing, say, 1,500 hours for a task that industry data says should take 1,000 hours,
yeah,
how can the FM confidently question that 50% inflation without having that specific benchmark data and expertise? They can't.
They're forced to rely on the contractor's numbers.
Often, yes. And the third major challenge is simply time pressure. Leadership wants budgets approved quickly. Project schedules are tight. Especially when it involves critical infrastructure, there's immense pressure to greenlight the funding and get moving.
Which means less time for deep dive verification.
Precisely. It pressures FMs to approve large figures without the chance to do that necessary granular check.
So the solution isn't for FMs to suddenly become master electricians. It's about bringing in the right support.
It's about leveraging specialized expertise. The methodology that works relies on a few key principles. First and foremost is vendor neutrality.
Meaning the expert works only for the owner?
Only for the facility owner. Their loyalty is undivided. They have no ties to contractors or suppliers, eliminating any potential conflict of interest. Their sole job is to get the best value for the owner.
And that neutrality needs to be backed by solid data, right?
Absolutely. That's where national market knowledge comes in. Using comprehensive current data on labor rates and material costs from across the U.S. ensures that all cost comparisons are objective, accurate, and legally defensible if needed.
So you're comparing apples to apples based on today's reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the process itself involves that comprehensive review we discussed, breaking down every bid into its core components: labor hours, material quantities and costs, equipment rental, everything. Maximum transparency.
And what about once construction actually starts? What about those change orders?
That's the final piece. Ongoing change order defense. The advocate doesn't just review the initial bids. They scrutinize every single proposed change order before it gets approved. They verify the scope, the hours, the materials, the pricing, ensuring it's fair and accurate before the owner signs off.
So it's protection throughout the entire project lifecycle.
That's the goal.
Bringing in this kind of dedicated electrical cost expertise fundamentally changes the game for the facility manager, doesn't it?
It really does. It ensures every single dollar being spent on that major electrical project is actually justified. It provides confidence. It protects the facility's budget, sure, but also the schedule and, honestly, the FM's professional reputation by preventing those potential cost disasters.
It shifts the dynamic from hope to certainty.
Well said. Think about the difference. Are you approving a multi-million dollar electrical budget and just hoping the numbers are fair, hoping the contractor plays nice? Or are you approving it knowing, with objective evidence, that every hour quoted, every material cost listed, is accurate and aligned with the current market?
It's about moving from reliance on trust to reliance on facts.
That's it, exactly.
So a final thought for everyone listening. As you look at your next big project, that next major capital investment involving significant electrical work, really ask yourself, how are you validating those costs? Are you relying on the contractors themselves to ensure fairness? Or do you have truly independent, specialized expertise ensuring your numbers are solid and defensible? If you need help on a commercial or industrial electrical construction project, schedule a call with an iBid electric cost estimator today.